We're heading across the pond today to hear about a Boston-based nonprofit whose work is all about empowering young people with sight loss. Named Our Space, Our Place, the aim of this nonprofit is to prepare blind youth for the future by building their self-confidence and social and independent living skills. The founder and director of the group, Cheryl Cummings, recently had her work acknowledged at the 36th Annual Carroll Society Award Ceremony, and she is on the line today to tell us a little bit more about the organization and how it was created. It is lovely speaking with you, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh, so nice to meet you, Paulina. This is wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about Our Space, Our Place.
No, not at all. Let me first start with congratulating you. What a wonderful recognition for all of your hard work. Now, for anyone who's listening, what is the story of Our Space, Our Place? What inspired you to start this nonprofit?
I am myself blind, I should say that first, and I was working for the state agency of the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. I was doing community outreach, so I was going all over the state meeting people, and I suppose there are a few things that led me to start the organization. One, still, you know, being annoyed that even after all these years, it was still such a struggle to find a job, and that I don't know what the statistics are in Europe, but here, you know, they always talk about the fact that over 2/3 of the people who want to work and are blind are unable to find work. And it's not, you know, because people lack skills, but it's still because of the sort of challenges and biases that employers hold. And I also started talking with parents and especially young people. So people like in their late teens and early 20s. And one story really stuck with me. This one young woman talked about when she was in school, how isolating to some extent it was, but also that for her, the best experience during the year were the 2 weeks she went away to a summer camp that was just for blind and low vision kids. And that was like the 2 weeks out of the year that she really felt that she could be herself. I mean, that just like hit me, led me to consider starting this organization. It's not like we're, you know, driving kids into the work world at young ages, but it's just to start saying that, hey, these are things you need to think about and you need to consider even as you're going through school and, you know, as you're thinking about like college and those types of things. So
in a way, you're creating this environment that helps kids feel more comfortable in their own skin and also feel like they have more opportunities.
That is absolutely what we're trying to do. I mean, you know, I say we just want kids to be kids. That doesn't, of course, exclude, because everybody needs. So, you know, the work that the teachers do, the work that the mobility instructors do, the work that the, you know, the folks who really provide sort of like the Carroll Center that provide the rehabilitation services. I mean, those are all important because, you know, as you're growing up, you need all those skills, but you also need a place where I think your blindness doesn't matter, where you can participate in whatever activity you want to do, in the thing that determines whether you keep participating is you, right? Because you can say, you know what, I don't like rock climbing. And that's based on you've had an experience of rock climbing and you're like, huh, okay, interesting, but not for me. Or I don't really like baseball. Or we do like 5K races. And some kids are just like, ah, Cheryl, you're torturing me. And other kids, they love it. You know, they no problem. So it's wanting to create that type of opportunity for kids.
You gave a few examples there. What other, I guess, activities can the kids get involved with?
Through participation in all different activities, kids really get a chance to interact with each other, use their imagination, develop, you know, speaking skills, and develop socialization skills, etc. So we have theater, we do sports, you know, sort of depending. We've done beep baseball cooking classes. We work with our art museum, so at least once a month we go to our fine arts museum. We also go to our science museum. Some kids are interested in voice, so we've had instructors in singing come and work with us. Recently, we started doing karate, and I can say one of my students advanced from white belt to yellow belt. That was really awesome. So we do a variety of things. And then the other thing we do is what we call career exploration. We have a professionally trained career coach who works with us. She does a lot of activities with the kids where they engage in sort of talking about things they like to do. She engages them in activities where, you know, they look at things they enjoy doing, sort of pick out skills that are associated with that, and then and think about sort of how those can be used in different workplaces. It's a wide sort of variety of things, and depending on the kids, the activities can change.
And finally, how can we keep up with all the good work that you're doing?
Oh, that's easy. So if somebody wants to know sort of what's going on, if they go to our website, which is ourspaceourplace.org, and there's an opportunity there to sign up to get our newsletters. And then I'll add you to the list, and we'll send you information about what's going on.
Fantastic. Cheryl Cummings, thank you for your time today and for sharing your story with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.